is doing some extraordinary things. Those who care, go to JNS.org, see my column. The new year brings some good news to the Middle East.
I love it. I love it. Niger, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye now.
Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, writer, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. Stay where you are. More to come. You'll hear from Victor Jakes on Martin Luther King Day. It's a holiday for some of you. For others, it's another work day. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family. And their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. One of the things we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, Victor Jakes. In fact, we had Victor Jakes on in our first hour, and we were talking about Steve Sisolak talking out of both sides of his mouth. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Huge win for the Suns Sunday. They hammered Detroit 135-108. Devin Booker with 30 points. Cameron Payne and JaVale McGee with 20 apiece. The Suns improved to 33-9. They lead the Western Conference by 2.5 games over Golden State. They'll put a 3-game winning streak on the line tonight at San Antonio. NHL this afternoon, the Coyotes square off with the Canadiens. It'll be a 2 o'clock Mountain puck drop tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights host Pittsburgh. Huge matchup tonight. The Rams square off with the Cardinals in the NFL wild card. The winner moves on to face Tampa Bay next Sunday. Cards quarterback Kyler Murray.
I think this is, as a competitor, this is as big as it gets. I mean, it's the playoffs. This is what you dream of. It's what you live for. It's what you play for, the opportunity to go win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, there's no shying away from it.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On Martin Luther King Day, it's Live and Local. Good to have you with us. I had a chance to visit earlier with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His column over the weekend was spot on, though, talking about Governor Sisolak, talking out of both sides of his mouth. And I asked him, when it comes to closing schools, what's this all about?
Well, it's obviously the immediate thing is that CCSD shut down for a five-day weekend. Announced last Tuesday, they said, "Oh, we're not going to have class Friday or Tuesday because of this surge." And it's an emergency, which is why it's not going to go into effect until the weekend, which I always thought was pretty hilarious. Anyway, the governor comes out and says, you know, it is the most important thing to keep schools open. We can't go back to distance learning. And so you think, like, okay, the next thing out of the statement is going to be, so get back in class. And hopefully this pause will allow the district to kind of recover and keep kids in school. And so it's like, We have to kick kids out of school in order to keep them in school. And yeah, it basically throughout the whole pandemic, I mean, he's kind of been trying to have it both ways where, you know, he's the one signing the executive orders that allow them to stay out of school and then, you know, say, well, we really got to have the kids in school. So, I mean, this is just, it's a really tough issue politically. Obviously there's more than politics that go into it, but it's hard not to look at the political angle where, I mean, I think one of the defining issues in Virginia and New Jersey, too, was that parents wanted their kids in school. Sisolak's been responsible for kids not being in school, and I think he's going to pay an electoral price for it.
I want to ask you, CCSD, whenever they're talking policy, I always feel like I have to read between the lines because they're ambiguous and they don't make a lot of sense sometimes. And I'm just curious, 5 days, an emergency situation, what do you expect to change? Will 800, 900 teachers just appear on their doorstep and crisis over? Or is this something that's going to happen again?
Well, hey, that's a great question. I mean, if you want to make the positive case for them, you would say, well, we'll keep kids out, we'll keep teachers away from each other. That'll help cases go down. It'll give the district time to kind of reprioritize their staffing system and, you know, figure out how do we crisis manage if we have teachers calling out sick. But the problem is that there's lots of evidence from around the country that keeping kids in school actually, that schools have lower transmission rates, lower rates of positivity than the surrounding community. And so, you know, if we took all the students and all the teachers and we put them in a glass container for 5 days, then yeah, there'd be less spread. But that's not how it works. People go travel, people go talk to friends, people are out and about. And actually what the evidence suggests is that being in schools is the best place, not because there's no transmission, because there's transmission everywhere, but because, you know, perhaps because you're around the same people all the time, the transmission isn't as widespread as in the surrounding community. So I think you're going to come back, and I think this next week's going to be just, you know, the absences are going to be just as significant, except you sent the message now to all, you know, to the parents who are really worried about this that, oh, yeah, actually it's really dangerous, so, you know, you probably should keep your kids home, which is not a helpful message to send. You know, teachers have been able to be vaccinated for, I mean, a year at this point, almost a year at this point, and kids are at very low risk. It's time to move on. And the Omicron variant is here. It's raging. It'll probably rage for 2 more weeks and then drop off very quickly. That's what we've seen around the world, and there's no reason to think it's going to be any different here.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, Las Vegas Review-Journal, 3-time-a-week columnist. What the hell is Test to Stay?
Well, this is actually a positive. I mean, well, positive is maybe it's better than they had. So before it was, you know, if you are around someone who tests positive, then you've got to go home for 10 days, and now 5 days. This is saying that if you're around someone who tests positive and you test negative, then you don't need to stay home anymore. And so it's actually an improvement. They're trying to identify, you know, who actually is positive, not just, well, you were around someone who was positive, so now we've got to treat you like you're unclean. You know, if you have a negative test, you can come back to school, and that's good. That's a good step forward.
But am I right that if you choose not to participate in this program, you must quarantine for 5 days?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
in other words, we're going to punish people for simply saying I don't want to be a part of this program.
Well, yeah, but I mean the program is, you know, they're trying to stop the spread, which I think at this point is just impossible with the Omicron variant. But what the theory is they're saying, you know, say a kid comes to class and he tests positive. Well, the 20, 25 kids in this class have all been exposed to the coronavirus. So, you know, contact tracing dictates they all have got to go home. They've all got to be away from school for 5 to 10 days. And what the district is saying now is that if that happens and you're in the class, you can go test. If you have a negative test, you can come back to school, even though you've been exposed to someone with the coronavirus.
So what's the end of this story look like? The kids come back to school on Wednesday, and what happens?
Well, I think we're going to be in the same position we were last week. I mean, you're going to have, a lot of teachers absent because the Omicron variant is here. It's super contagious. You're going to have a lot of kids absent. Hopefully parents realize, like kids are at very low risk and they don't need to just, keep them home. They don't need to be worried about this for their children. And if they are worried, they can go get their kid vaccinated. But I think we're basically going to be in the same position. And I think we'll just, as we were last week before the shutdown, I think we're just going to kind of stay in that position for, 2 to 3 weeks until this thing burns itself out.
There you have it. Every time I have him on, he says something that I had no clue was out there, and he enlightens me. He is one of the smartest dudes I know of in this state. He is Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers. Good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills. And it even led to an overdose. But now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Limbo lower now. Limbo lower now. How low can you go?
Oh! The polling numbers continue to crater around this Biden administration, but there is some fascinating numbers that are just now coming out. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking them. What do you have for us?
There are so many new numbers here that I don't know which ones to share. I mean, there's so many of them. 50% of Americans in this latest CBS News and a YouGov poll, those are not exactly conservative-leaning, 50% of Americans in the CBS poll are frustrated with President Biden, and another 49% are disappointed with him.
Wow.
So that covers just about everybody in the country that is really disappointed with this guy. Now, he promised over 10 times on the campaign trail in 2020 that he was going to shut down the virus, and only 24% that they're satisfied with his job performance in that area, one out of every four Americans. 40% says his presidency makes them nervous, and only 11% said that he makes them excited. So the numbers continue to trend downward, and again, just like that limbo rock, how low can you go? he's really where no president has been in my lifetime. Now, I'm trying to remember, because I was a teenager when Jimmy Carter was president, but I know he was not popular, but that was probably more towards the later end of his... it wasn't in the first year, I guarantee that.
Well, what's going on now is people are coming, I think, to the point of buyer's remorse. Those that did vote for him voted for him. They didn't really vote for him. They voted against Trump. And that what we have now is buyer's remorse setting in. And I'm not sure that he has reached rock bottom yet.
Probably not, because, again, in the survey, Only 28% said that Biden is focusing on the issues that they care about as voters. That's a pretty low figure, too. I mean, you think a 33% job approval is bad. Well, 28% say that he's focusing on issues. So, again, another, 72% think that he's not.
Wow. That's incredible.
And this is an election year.
It is indeed an election year. More with Gentleman Jim Dallas as we move along towards the finish line. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3:05. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from the Raging Cajun himself, James Carville, because he said some amazing stuff with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday about Democrats and what they are facing in November. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit LoanDepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to give the last word to a loyal Democrat He is James Carville. They call him the Raging Cajun. He was on with Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press and talked about the Dems' path to victory.